If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this'll be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Is High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com, and our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio, and we have a subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Now you're listening to High Society Radio. My name is Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bro, Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And the three of us form like a podcasting tripod. A tripodcast is what I'm starting to call it. We're a tripodcast.
That works.
You like that, Johnny?
That's nice. I can rock with that.
Make it feel good?
Sounds good. Sounds robotic enough. Yo. We're in the future and shit. It's all good.
No, we're in the present, Johnny.
Future, really. To us, this is the future and shit.
No, it's 2014. It's Friday.
We got flying cars and shit.
It's there's no flying cars.
Hulk, what about that company that makes flying cars?
Yeah,
Terra Fugia.
Those are not real flying cars. And Hulkamania, how's Hulkamania ran wild in what, the late 80s, early 90s?
Running
and then,
wild now, those are future Hulkamania and shit, son.
Well, I mean, I think it's more power walking now. It's mall. It's doing a mall. Hulkamania is mall walking.
I'm fine with that.
Look, it says right on their website, we make flying cars.
There you go.
They're lying to you. People can't handle a Z-axis.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, man.
Up and down.
Oh, there
you
go.
As opposed to, you know, left and right.
Okay. Could have said that. Fucking fancy words.
They got this thing that's kind of a car, and then the wings fold out, and you can fly it. See, look, there's a plane driving on the street. So it's more of a driving plane than a flying car as of right now. But they're working on it.
Goon it up.
Yeah, see, that's not a flying car. Like, a flying car would be like Blade Runner.
Well, they're making this thing, the TFX.
Looks like it.
That shit's going to come out next year. It's $200,000.
No, it's not going to come out.
It's going to come out. Look at this, Branson, artist rendering.
Richard Branson's never going to get to the moon or into space.
Don't say things like that.
The flying car is never going to be made.
I saw Kate Upton in space last week, so obviously somebody got there.
Big.
That dingbat can get there.
Bouncing.
Hey, now.
Tits.
Titties is nice.
You like that, Johnny?
Swimsuit edition was all right this year. I said he was proper in that.
Yeah, you were feeling him?
Them shits is good.
He wishes.
Shit.
Yeah, Kate Upton was what? She was in like a zero-G thing or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Word? Nice.
Yeah, show Johnny the zero-G Kate Upton thing.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Like, nah, I didn't even know about it. I said he was like, what, just chilling? Were they floating around?
What do you think would happen to a pair of breasts in zero gravity, Johnny?
Them shits is big. I don't know.
I can't believe you haven't
space,
seen
huh?
this yet. This is like a week ago at this point. You want the video or you just want some stills?
Whatever you want, man.
Here's get the video. The
God
video, man.
Damn. She look alright. So it's like she like swimming in water. That shit is alright, I guess.
What the hell are you talking
it's
about?
It's a little bit better than alright. Oh, shit.
This is way better than that video of Penn Jillette naked in the same fucking zero G thing.
Oh,
what?
God.
There's a video of Penn Jillette naked in there?
Yeah, they show it. They show it on Penn and Teller bullshit. The NASA. They did a bullshit on NASA.
Damn.
You sure this is the same video?
I just clicked the first link. I assume that it would show what people want to see.
I think it's the making of.
It's the making of, Chris. You've ruined this.
Well, that's what happens when you search for something a week later, and then you get the behind the scenes. All right.
All right. Oh, good.
It's not. I could probably find it in no time.
Yeah, what would you type in?
Is that a Nike commercial?
No.
She got on straight Nikes.
See, here's the same video on a different website. See? It's all the fucking...
No, that's a little bit more. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's just forget. Why did she even come up? This is now a waste of time.
All right.
You guys watch The True Detective? I think I start off every podcast now with asking that same question.
No. Nope.
And I can never remember the answer.
Is that when McConaughey has AIDS and he's selling cars or some shit like that?
You know, Johnny, if you're just going to make fun, why are we even doing this?
I don't even know.
The Oscars are this weekend. You guys excited?
Yeah, why not?
You fill out your brackets or whatever?
Sandra Bullock's winning hands down.
There's Oscar brackets?
You don't even need to watch. It's all Sandra Bullock, son. George Clooney, they in there. Nice little moment for Harold Ramis, RIP, son.
That's sad. It happened earlier this week on Monday.
Yeah, man. It's getting to that point where, like, yo, it's every other week now. Somebody you grew up watching this shit's just going to die.
It's because we're getting older, Johnny.
It's yeah. Crazy, and they were all old when they started making those movies. What year did Ghostbusters come out? And that
it
dude
was like 82?
Yeah, and that dude's 40 when Ghostbusters comes out. So
he was 69. He just passed away on Monday off of some disease that apparently he'd been dealing with for the last couple of years. I had no idea he was sick.
I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, I don't think many people did.
I know you got a little heavier. That was about it, though.
Maybe that's because of the disease. Oof. Or he just gave up.
Fuck,
either or.
Tough. I know him and Bill Murray had a little falling out, whatnot.
Yeah, but
they mend fences.
Yeah, they patched it up.
I don't know if that's a kiss of death because Bill Murray mending fences with people, they suddenly die. Like it happened to Rena Runner and shit. They made up and all that. She died a couple weeks later.
Well, they make up because they know they're dying.
That's terrible, son. Eazy and Dr. Dre ain't fucking do nothing, you know?
Yes, they did. Everyone made up.
No, Eazy and Dr. Dre never made up. Eazy died from the AIDS, B.
Yes, I know Eazy-E died of the AIDS. Or maybe I'm thinking of Ice Cube. Him and Ice Cube.
I don't think Ice Cube ever settled anything with anybody.
Yeah, he did.
Ice Cube doesn't have AIDS.
Oh, he did? Yeah,
yes.
Probably. Oh, yeah, you're right. My fault. Yes.
I know I'm right.
I was right on Dr. Dre, though. Can I get something on that?
I don't know. You should look that up. I don't know any fact you've thrown out in the last, I don't know how many podcasts. None of them have been correct.
Some of them stick. Just say some.
No, none of them.
I can't even go through all the shit I get right sometimes.
What? You're talking gibberish.
It's maybe one thing per podcast.
That works for me, son. One out of whatever's all right with me.
You came in here today after we've had several arguments before this, and you were like, yeah, that WWE network, after I've told you a dozen times, you're like, I thought it was going to be $10, and then you had to pay for the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I thought.
But meanwhile, on this very podcast, you said, no, all the pay-per-views are free except WrestleMania.
I didn't even remember, son.
Yes,
I don't remember.
Okay.
I live like mad quick. I don't remember shit. At all.
Whatever. You guys want to see what people are searching
for? How much fucking weed have you smoked? Is it just burnt out your brain?
A little bit.
WWE Network, when it launched on Monday, it crashed immediately from fucking what I heard. I couldn't even watch Starrcade 96. It's bullshit. Everyone knows that's the best one.
But like if you run running shit like that, ain't that good for business? Like it shows you got so much business you can't handle it at the moment.
No, I think that's a bad thing because it shows you can't handle your business.
Yeah, but like, what was it, like a couple million off
the bat? Did you see Social Network?
Nah, son, I didn't have time.
Well, there was a scene in Social Network where they didn't pay their server bill. And Mark Zuckerberg calls up his boy, the goose plays Spider-Man now. He's like, we cannot go down. Facebook does not fucking crash.
Yeah.
Because people will stop using it.
Mm.
Now, Johnny, I want you to go home and watch the Social Network.
That the one with Justin Timberlake?
Yes, son.
Bet. Got you, son.
And the Winklevii twins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's your people's, right?
Yeah, those are my
right.
dogs. I'll party with those guys any day of the week.
Fuck yeah, son. They'll remember you.
Fucking definitely homo. Wait, what?
So homo. Fucking. We didn't talk about that, actually. Cameron's cape line?
Cameron has a cape line.
Yeah, he unveiled it at Fashion Week.
Nice.
He's got a real designer. What's the guy's name? Let me find it real quick.
Tanner, dude?
Louis Vuitton.
No, it's not Louis Vuitton. It is, I got it right here. Mark McNary.
Wow. Cameron really is like scraping the bottom of the barrel for
Don't
fucking hang with people.
Don't, come on, seriously.
I mean, that's a fur-lined cape. It kind of looks like a rug.
Capes are nice, but the dude he's hanging with is a little, you know.
The man wore pink for years, all right?
He
probably still does.
I don't see it.
He's got a dual-layered cape on. He's got a couple of capes.
Oh, the plaid. That shit is all right, son. Looks like a robe, more or less, but...
They're basically, yeah, it's just a...
If it has sleeves, is it actually... It's not really a cape. That one had sleeves.
You know what this is? This is a... formal wear. This is a Snuggie for the club. That's what this is.
It kind of is. Yeah, I see that.
A Snuggie is a Snuggie for the club.
That's true.
That don't really look like capes. Look like some shit your barber... Like, with sleeves. Capes ain't supposed to have sleeves.
This is some OD flamboyant hood shit.
I don't see nobody really rocking it. But, you know, I might be wrong.
Oh, is that Burberry?
No, that's just plaid, son.
No, that's just Dipset.
It's Dipset plaid.
It's a Dipset brand cape. Rapper man.
Rapper
the last rap superhero, Hammer Man, didn't work out so well. I don't know if you guys remember
the Hammer. Superhero was Blank right. Man.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
He was just black. He's just black.
Medium Man, too, right, son?
God, that sounds bad.
Luther Vandross was in that one. Played a bad guy. It was very weird. It was just weird.
Blank Man didn't have any superpowers, right? He was just a dude from the hood.
He had a bit of a.
It was a retarded dude. It was Damon Wayans playing the retarded guy that he played on. He was basically playing Handyman from In Living Color, but they weren't saying he was handicapped.
Handyman, yeah.
I forgot he had a character called Handyman. That would never get on TV.
Underestimate the power of the handicapped.
It was a goddamn skit on a primetime TV show just making fun of the retarded.
Well, I mean,
mentally handicapped.
There's going to be a lot of mentally handicapped people wearing these Cameron capes, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. No one's going to buy them. They're going to be thrown out.
They're not even capes. They have sleeves.
Have sleeves.
I'm feeling that Dipset logo.
The first shit is a sleeve, son.
I feel like it would be better without the logos. I don't want a logo on my cape unless it's Superman logo.
That kind of looks like sleeves.
You're telling me you wouldn't want Dipset across your back? Everyone likes Dipset.
That's true.
That's what the lady said.
The diplomat set.
On your back.
But this plaid one kind of looks like Little Red Riding Hood.
That's dope.
Larry David could
How much do these things cost?
I don't think they have prices. I haven't read anything about the prices as of yet, but some tells me it ain't going to be cheap.
Oh, no.
I know what Chris is getting for his birthday.
Thank God.
I don't know if it's conducive to the time of year his birthday is, but cape weather's any weather, right?
Whatever, dude. If I gave this fucking guy a cape on his birthday, he'd love it.
You know, I'm on missinfo.tv. There's not a lot of negative comments on here.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, somebody has posted on complex.com. Yes! The Seinfeld man in the cape with that. But you know, Cameron is a huge Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. Yeah, he's a huge Larry David fan.
Oh, dude in the hood loves Larry David and Seinfeld.
Son. Funniest show ever.
But he told Vibe magazine he wouldn't be on the cover without Larry if they couldn't get Larry David. And I don't think they did, so he was never on the cover of Vibe.
Why wouldn't Larry David do that?
I don't know. If I was
racist?
Larry David, I would.
No, not at all. It's cool with JB Smooth, man.
That's true.
And Crazy Eyes Killer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Last week, we were talking about, maybe we get back to this, what could be the next dollar food street food?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot we were talking about that.
You put them silly rules up and shit.
I didn't put any rules on it. I was just saying that in order for something to catch on, I feel like it would have to be a hand food. It doesn't have to be a hand food.
So, like, the original, like, cheap street food in New York would have been the hot dog.
Hot dog, yeah.
Hot dog slash pretzel, but really hot dog.
Knish.
Yeah, anything you get from the original, like, New York street cart.
I'll to this day never understand this. There's still old guys selling hot knishes on the beach in the summer. It's something I have never gotten.
It might be a Russian thing.
I love a knish right now.
Coney Island is not Russian.
No. I would think,
but just a hot knish in sand.
Maybe something for Jewish people.
Potato is definitely something that could absorb sand out of the wind.
Yeah,
in a good way though.
Yeah, give it a little crunch. It's like a little bright. It's like sprinkling a little panko on to something.
All right. So and then there was the hot dog for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
For pretty much since New York has been around, it's been the hot dog.
You have your little pop ups. You have your fried rice in Chinatown and stuff for a dollar, but nothing really beat the hot dog.
Yeah. No. Then what? The dollar slice.
That's what brought it up last week. Is because we were talking about they're trying to. There's so many dollar pizza places now in the Lower East Side that there's a petition to not let any more open.
And When did you first notice the dollar slice spots?
A couple of years ago. Yeah. At this point, it's got to be three years, 4 years.
Oh,
I'd say.
More than that, dude.
Is it more than
more
that?
Than that.
Probably like 8 or 9 years. So
I'd go with
that.
Nine's good.
I remember there was only a couple dollar pizza spots. There was one by like Herald Square here in New York City, which is like by Macy's, and then there was one by 42nd Street. And it was like just these. There wasn't any place to sit down. It was just literally a window and guys churning out
the
halal
two bros
pizza
down on fucking West St. Mark's.
Yeah,
man,
and they're like dollar slices, and it's like $1.50 for, you know, a Coke and a slice. I mean, it's not great pizza. It's not bad.
Some of them is all right.
I mean, dollar pizza, really, it's hit or miss. Yeah. Like, sometimes a slice could be totally horrendous. And sometimes I'm like, all right.
It really depends how fucked up and what you fucked up on.
I've said it before.
This
is
technically pizza.
Yeah, you just got to think of it as an open-faced Hot Pocket, and then just don't think of it as pizza.
I refuse to think of anything as a Hot Pocket. I lived on them in college for a semester. It was depressing.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Not a fan of the Hot Pocket, Johnny.
Mm-mm, me neither.
They
got recalled a couple weeks back and shit because they had something like the Philly cheesesteak meat or something like that.
They're like creepy, they had diseased meat in them.
Disgusting.
Awful. A ham and cheese Hot Pocket. I think I might vomit if I saw one.
Yeah, fuck that. Respect yourself. At least get some Spam or some Vienna sausages in a can or some shit.
Yeah, put that shit in some ramen. Some top ramen.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Is that your suggestion for the new dollar food?
Diet. Empanadas.
Empanadas is a good one.
They actually have that around here on 34th, but they don't
get it
dollar.
Every once in a while. Yeah, but they're usually like $1.50, $2.
Yeah, you can get them in the Bronx, $1.50.
We got to get something down to a dollar. You can get a tamale occasionally, but again, $1.50.
Fucking spring roll.
Not everyone likes a spring roll, dude. Yeah, like the hot dog and the slice are iconic.
Who doesn't like a spring roll?
Yeah.
I think there's people out there who don't like spring rolls.
I never heard of such a person. It's got vegetables and shit in it, and it's fried, so it's kind of good and bad for you.
There used to be this place in Sheepshead that's closed now that had these giant egg rolls that were like, I don't know, 8 inches long, just filled with pork. Just the whole thing was $4. It was all pork.
That's not bad.
Roast pork. Oh, it was banging.
Size of a sub, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
That's ridiculous. That's kind of obscene.
You ever notice like some Jewish people really like egg rolls?
Jewish people love Chinese food, dude.
Yeah, but some kosher places will have egg rolls or like corned beef egg rolls, pastrami egg rolls. You get that down to a dollar. You get a pastrami egg roll down to a dollar.
That's not gonna go all over the place, people, because carts can't be cutting up pastrami.
No, you have them pre-rolled. You just have the deep fryer in the cart.
Just deep fry them.
I don't know about this.
Zeppoli, you could do Zeppoli's actually for a bar.
Yeah, but that's too sweet. I think you're not going to sell
that. That's dessert. We're talking about something with protein.
Just food.
No homo.
Fucking corn on the cob is good. You could do corn on the cob, summer day and shit.
Yeah, they do that Mexican corn. It's usually like $3.
Oh, the white shit?
It's more expensive than a taco.
Yeah,
it's
that
ridiculous.
Mexican corn, though, is made good, though, son.
Well, you just like a good grilled mayo.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is.
So delicious.
Just seared mayo.
Could a soup be a dollar food?
I would like a soup as a dollar food, but again, I think you need the portability of it.
Yeah, no, but like, you got to be on some tough times, lean shit. You can do that for 50 cents a bowl.
You can add like a tomato soup maybe for $1 to a grilled cheese somewhere. You get a grilled cheese for a buck.
Yeah, but you got to have the fucking oven to do it.
Yeah, well, no, you don't need an oven.
You can do it on a grill too, I guess. But you gotta have motherfuckers.
Just do it in a pan.
Oh, I don't want American. Can I get like provolone or pepper jack?
Then what you need is not the dollar. Because that shit is just Kraft singles.
You could do fries for a dollar too.
People used to do that. I remember I used to get out for lunch in junior high school, and there was tons of places. Dollar fried rice, a small little thing, a dollar French fries.
Dollar grilled cheese could work because it's, you know, what the fuck? It's only $1.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking.
Throw some garlic powder on that, spice it up a little bit.
I was telling you before, you don't think you could do chicken wings for $1? Like three chicken wings, small little chicken wings.
No one's going to want just three chicken wings, even if it's a dollar.
But that's the trick, though. You keep them coming back for more. Like, yo, let me get six. That's $2.
Yeah, but I feel like, all right, other than at the dollar pizza places, very few people buy one slice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You rarely see a guy order one slice, except anytime I'm at those dollar slice spots, people are just getting a quick bite as they go to the next bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think it needs to be a hand food. That's why that caught on. People are like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. I can get a slice of pizza or a Snickers bar for the same price. I'll get the slice of pizza.
Mm.
So you got to get somebody that would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. We're hitting a lot of fucking walls here.
Can you do dumplings for $1?
Dumplings for $1 would be good. Scallion pancake. But I think you don't. I don't know.
Pizza's
like beyond ethnic at this point.
Yeah, it just crosses over.
I think empanadas got the best chance, personally.
Probably.
Empanadas are mad good.
Not for $1, though.
That banana's got the best chance of being.
Did you say beef patty, Johnny?
Yeah, probably not, though.
Oh, no, I like a beef patty.
It's just a larger empanada. You got to bake that son, bitch. You don't fry that. You fry an empanada. You can do that anyway.
I'm going to fry you, Johnny. How about you like that?
Get my dick hard, son. Is that on True Detective? Is that where you learned that from? Matthew McConaughey all day, son.
Mad titties in this last episode.
What? Good titties or just crackhead titties? Because HBO don't give a fuck sometimes.
No. White women titties. Like well-to-do white women titties.
Oh, wow. Good for you. They powdered and shit. Nice.
Why don't you watch the show, Johnny?
I don't have H. I'm going to get me a Roku box and get HBO Go. All right? $69 straight. All right? Stream that shit.
All right. You're going to get the WWE Network, too?
I want that. That's I don't really give a
look,
fuck.
Look, I'm gonna get. I'll get it first, right? And you come over, watch Bash at the Beach '93.
Hell
and,
yeah, son!
I don't know. I guess watch Sting wrestle.
I want to watch WCW Road Wild when Jay Leno wrestled Hulk Hogan.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I don't even remember Road Wild.
They used to do an event every year. WCW did an event every year at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Yeah, they used to be outside with the bikers and shit.
All right, I know Sturgis. Yeah, and they had wrestling pay per views there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was a good way to fucking, you know, cheap seats or whatever. I don't even think they charge the bikers, right? Thought that was like one of the gimmicks. If you find parking, you could watch a match.
I have no idea.
It's so weird. I've heard nothing but like excitement about this WWE Network. Everyone's just fucking losing their shit over it.
Yeah, because it's $10. You can watch Stone Cold. You never have to not be watching Stone Cold.
That's a great point.
His podcast is on there.
When I go home tonight, I'm going to be watching some Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah, son.
Smoke a doob, right, Johnny? Right? Smoke that weed.
Good times.
Right, Chris?
Yeah, I would do that. California fucking King Kush. You'd be good money, son.
Sure, whatever.
Fuck.
Yeah, son.
Yo, can I borrow $60? I don't really. I just thought about it. I really got the 60 on me right now. You good for it?
Just get a Chromecast. How much is that?
$35.
Oh, word? Oh, all right.
Word.
Some good shit, son. So you gonna be sharing, buddies? You gonna be sharing your internet with me now?
Yeah, we're gonna split internet. You're gonna move in with me.
Oh yeah, son, that works. I'll get the PS4. Like, give me a couple months.
I don't want a PS4, Johnny.
Yo, you can stream on that shit all the time. Matter of fact, you can get that on the PS3. Word, I just realized that. WWE Network.
I don't have a PS3.
I'll get you one, son. Well, you probably your Sega Saturn. You have a dial-up on there, right?
I have a Dreamcast, not a Sega Saturn, dick.
Hey, whatever. Yeah, I'm not trying to hate on your shit.
I want a 32X. I'm gonna go even more retro than you. Get a 32X.
No, dude. Yeah, see, the Dreamcast is the perfect balance between retro and good.
I think you got that shit to be too cool for the room. I'm dead
no,
ass.
No, I didn't.
You usually buy shit regular, but that was just off the wall for you. Because you don't even really game like that, son.
Dude, I've played a ridiculous amount of Dreamcast in my life.
What are you playing on there?
And mad. Right whenever, now. Whenever anyone comes over, they're like, oh, shit, is that a Dreamcast? I'm like, yeah, it is. That is a Dreamcast. And yeah, I got all the games. I played with Marvel's Capcom 2.
Shit is all right.
Blitz 2001. Fucking, you tear shit up with the Rams, all right? Great show on turf, baby.
All right. Damn.
Oh, and Virtua Tennis.
What do you want me to say to that?
Virtual tennis is mad fun.
Like, how do you play that?
It's tennis. It's a tennis video game.
So it's not like the move where you can actually, like, physically play.
No, it's a Dreamcast.
Good for you, though. Way to get that cardio in, son.
But there is no cardio.
You gotta get something going.
You can kiss my ass.
I'm gonna give you my
PS3. You go straight to hell. You know that? Fuck you.
Oh,
what's this Porn MD thing you were telling me about, Chris?
It's basically just a live stream of the Pornhub network.
I like
what
it,
people
though.
Are searching right now. I've had it on for a while.
Is Pornhub?
You can't go up. It's just this live stream. There's all sorts of weird stuff. You see things like Iranian sex, Egyptians only.
No, but it's like
emo anime hentai. There's
that's
one.
That's cool. Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
Mom,
cream
sexy
pie,
parties.
Dildo.
What?
I saw one. Mom, Peg's son.
Ugh.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is pornmd.com.
I know why I say that's a website.
Bait bus bisexual. That's gay.
Yeah, buddy.
Porn Thailand.
Yeah, that's not legal.
It says
don't
straight
click on
according
that.
To this. When you
don't so yeah, this is just a website that is streaming all the searches from Pornhub in real time. And they just it's a scroll.
Man,
it's a scrolling list.
Light skinned black girl. My Man. Tiny dick.
Oh, why would you fucking search for that?
Australian
Brent's cream pie.
This would be great to gamble on, like what's going to come up next. Like
friend of dad.
Like I'll throw a dollar that anal will show up before anything else.
Chubby old mom, you missed it.
Selma Hayek.
All right. Halshame pussy.
Quirking, whatever that is.
They probably just misspelled
hot
twerking.
Hot shame, shemale.
There's a lot of this emo hentai.
It's good stuff, yo. It's a good.
Yeah, what's wrong with hentai?
Muscle girl blowjob. Oof. Amputee girls.
Ooh.
Maybe people just know this is a website series and not just searching weird shit.
Oh. No, I think people are just searching weird
damn.
Shit.
Wait. Search like
this chick is amputated.
Yes,
she's
she
fucking.
Is.
Duh.
I can't.
This chick is amputated. She's fucking.
Put in a weird search and see if it comes up on there.
Okay.
Let's test this, Johnny.
Go to Pornhub.
Oh, it's a porn. All right.
It's crazy. It's that many people just looking to masturbate so often.
Yeah, like, but that's a prime example of people like you just masturbate so much you get bored with regular shit and you just delve. All right, into
I put Cumsy's dog. Let's see if it comes up. I don't know how long it's gonna take.
And then we will
chubby
find
skirt.
Anal exploration came up. You owe me a dollar.
Samantha Saint Anal.
Nice. It's good actor.
We'll keep it up. We'll keep an eye out for Cumsy's dog.
New porn, bad. What the
MMF? What the hell is that? Oh, male, female. Okay.
Big huge cock.
Asian ass lick. There you
Wife
go.
Fucking friend.
Wrestling ass.
Mary Jane Johnson.
Sleeping teen fuck. That's kind of like rape.
Fucking old women. Gum headshot. That seems
they
like a typo.
They got a lot of typos on there.
Who just searches gay cinema?
They want something classy, but not too classy.
Yellow chicks.
Let's see, comes.
Oh wow!
Punish
Cry.
Punish
oh,
Cry
shit.
Is my favorite. I bet old Gus wrote that one.
Hermaphrodite masturbation.
Pink rod, little boy. What? Whoa.
Layla Star Black looking for Layla Star to be banged by a black guy.
What the fuck is
weird.
That? What is pink rod, little boy? I don't. Yo, what
sounds
the
like dog sex.
God damn, that's terrible.
This is really bizarre.
Nick Animation Films Conan. What the fuck?
Grandmother and Boy.
Raw Muscle, huh? Oh, that doesn't sound cool at all. Teens for Cash is normal.
Yeah, see, a lot of this is kind of college cum. That's something you'd expect.
Lindsay Lohan. Johan? Lindsay Johan?
Sometimes people fucking misspell things. Oh, yeah, mom and son.
See what the top searches are. Oh, this
teen.
Is global. It's teen, MILF. That's funny.
Massage?
That teen is number one and MILF is number two.
It's
weird.
Massage, hentai.
Hentai is number four.
Yeah, that's a good market for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Asian people don't have sex, so they're constantly masturbating the hentai.
All right, let's do North America then. Let's see if it switches up. America, here we go. Teen, MILF, still one and two. College, cream pie, massage.
POV.
Asian is number seven.
Hentai is still on the list, though. Compilations.
Yeah, hentai is number 10.
Compilations is pretty good.
In Mexico, the number one search is Mexico.
Dudes want to see Mexican chicks get banged.
Yeah,
and it's teen,
alive.
Mexico, then teen, then Mexicana, then Mexicanas, then Lisa Ann.
All right.
Really? Lisa Ann in Mexico?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a bad bitch. They think she's really Sarah Palin, I guess.
And Mexican is number 10. So Mexicans really
hentai
only want to
on
see.
That list. Yo, hentai wins,
yeah.
Yo.
Let's go Europe here.
It's going to be Matt Anal, maybe Rocco on it.
Let's do
Rocco
Spain.
Safret. What?
Yeah, son.
King of European porn.
Spanish is on here. What? Amateur.
What's the first one? Torbe?
I don't know what Torbe is.
Click on that. I don't
Just
I don't know
search
what
Torbe.
Oh, I think it's just young chicks. Might just mean young. What does Torbe mean in Spanish? Stanley, do you know?
It's Johnny.
I don't fucking know what that
right.
is.
We're going to go to Africa. South Africa.
Cure?
Mature,
Severed
number
clits.
One.
Oh, man.
Severed clits, not on the list, but only goes 1 through 9. Maybe it's edited.
Anthea, sun casting, emo, Muslim girl, but wow. Photo shoot.
Forced.
Yeah, I bet.
South Africa is number 8.
They put beautiful on that, dead ass. Wow.
Egypt, number 1 is Arab. Number 2 is Egypt.
That's
number 3 is mom. Number 4 is Arab sex.
That shit is kind of whack. Well, Lisa
number
Ann
9, Lisa Ann.
There you go.
Where's that?
Egypt.
Well, their country's falling apart, but they all saw masturbating at Lisa Ann.
Yeah, but it's kind of like regular shit. It's nothing crazy on there. Who's this?
Algeria.
Arab, Algerian, sister. Wolf.
Yeah, they had computers there.
Good job.
They might mean sister in the term of black chick, though. It is Northern Africa.
Algerian sister.
Yeah, Arab people only want to see Arab people fuck. I think that's what we're kind of learning, is that people want to just see people that look like them fuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like in Norway, the top two searches are Norwegian
atheist,
and Norway.
Atheist, pale, death metal, creeps.
Squirt is number 10, though.
Nice, good for them.
And Swedish is number 9. In Sweden, Norway doesn't show up at all. So, boo on Norway for not having quite as hot chicks as Sweden.
Norway's got some bad bitches.
And what website is this? PornMD.com?
PornMD.com. In Finland, Gaping Hole is number 6.
Good God, man.
Omegle. What the hell is Omegle?
I don't know what the fuck that is. It's like a haggard bitch or something like that?
Johnny, you used to have a segment on the Ron and Fez show called Sextravaganza.
I never went worldwide with it, though. It's a whole lot of things.
It seems you've fallen off your game. You used to introduce everyone to new terms like tummy sticks.
What's a tummy stick? I don't even know that one.
Shut up.
Johnny explained it, Chris, what a tummy stick is.
You know what that is? Two dudes lying on a chair. We tried it before. Remember? You forgot?
I do remember that. I saw you guys doing that one time.
Oh, yeah. Fucking itchy belly over there. Gay. A rash.
That's great. What are tummy sticks?
It's two dudes lying on each other, just rubbing their dicks together on their bodies and shit. Nothing real, you know, it's like you're trying to rub just to get each other off, but without really fucking. It's weird. It's like tripping for dudes, basically.
That's pretty odd, yes. The number 1 and 4 searches in China are Japan.
Wow, they really do.
And number
like...
7 is Japanese girl, and number 9 is Japanese wife.
Check what Japan's doing. Japan's got to be some horrid shit.
Japan, the first 3 are Japanese Japan, Japanese wife. Hentai. Number 4 is hentai. 5, Japanese mature. 6, Japanese teen. 8, Japanese MILF. 7, Asian. 9, anime. 10, Japanese massage. The Japanese
most
are...
most patriotic out of all of them.
Yeah, they are nationalistic
fuckers.
They're not
having nothing of it.
It's very homogenous culture.
Yeah.
Good for them.
We should move there, do podcasts there.
Iran only has 6. Apparently, they only search for pussy number 1. You know what? I'm feeling Iran.
They
for number 1 search,
shit. They,
pussy.
They only putting stuff in it that they know how to say. So.
Number 1 search.
Pussy,
massage, porn star, blowjob, Iranian, number 5, and
gangbang.
I think it's really weird that people search for...
I think a 5-year-old put that shit in there. That
for beyond, like just a race, they search for their actual ethnicity.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I think it's... yeah, it's definitely odd.
But like, you never get into, like, a phase where you want to see just specific country porn and shit?
Kazakhstan, number 1, lesbian prison.
All right, Kazakhstan gets that shit in. Lesbian mature.
Squirt machine. Yeah.
Ultimate surrender. Damn.
Yeah, I think
lesbian
German
domination.
Goo girl. Number 7 is
holy
German Goo girl.
Shit, where? .com.
Kazakhstan.
Oh, yeah, the 3Gs. I know that one. That's the 666 company.
Go to Russia.
Russia, Mother Russia.
He's muttering Mother Russia to yourself.
Mother Russia.
You've lost your fucking
mind.
That
was creepy.
Russian, number 1. 2, anal.
Teen, yeah.
4, Sasha Gray.
Nice, good for them. Mature, compilation,
Russian teen
again.
Russian mature and mom.
Casting. Oh, yo, they got mad Russian mature porn. That shit is like borderline creepy. They look like they in their hard 80s and shit. I'm like, oh. Yo, where? Go to Brazil. Just do all the countries in Street Fighter,
Brazil.
Son. That's it. Julia, who's that?
Julia Gulia.
Shut up.
That's just Drew Barrymore.
Damn, that's a bad bitch. I never seen her before.
Johnny, you don't know shit about porn anymore, huh?
I've gotten set
Here's
in my
Julia
ways.
Paes. She's the top searched porn star, apparently, in Brazil.
Damn. It used to be Monica Matos. I'm off my game. She banged a horse. I think that ended her career. She didn't care.
Wait, did she lose all the work on her vagina? Like, did her vagina fall apart after
she blew a horse? She didn't bang. I don't remember her banging.
So how would that end her career? How does that end a porn career?
It was probably like she just went overboard and people were like, I can't work with that. Even people like porn stars got their limits and shit. Canada.
Number 2 in Canada, Asian.
Do they have snow on there?
Everyone loves Asians. That's what we're learning here.
Everybody loves themselves and Asians.
Compilation.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
POV. Hentai. Good for you, hentai. Not too bad. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a great website. It's a good find.
Yeah, let's see what else is going on live now. Big tits.
Amy Brooks.
Gynecology.
It's odd.
Cuban teen. Wow.
Grandpa French.
Blowing Sean. Getting cute.
All right, we can do this all day. I'm clicking something else.
You got to turn it off.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, there you go. That's a perfect segue.
Yeah,
right there.
Here's a perfect segue.
What?
Some farmers up right outside Utica caught
some guys. Upstate New York.
Yeah, caught some guys fucking their cows.
Cow fuckers. Damn, dude.
Does this really exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cow fuckers.
It's right here on
dude.
Gawker.
Who's banging cows?
Yo, people bang all kinds of shit. If you can get your dick in it, you're going to bang it.
I mean, allegedly, these two gentlemen, Michael Jones.
Just bang a fleshlight.
You'd think.
Maybe they wanted that warmth.
Or a McDonald's apple pie.
I don't know. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, McDonald's apple pie is disposable fleshlight.
Oh, my God.
What? What are you talking about?
That's my new shit. I'm just fucking McDonald's apple pies from now on. That's a disposable fleshlight.
Ah, shit. I'm glad you went for it, though. That was good, man. Because you put it on your shit and our shit, right?
Yeah. I put it on our Twitter the other day. That's my new shit.
It's like, that's what's on our Twitter account.
Yeah, it's on our Twitter account.
At HS Radio Show.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy
on the right looks familiar to us.
I'm perturbed.
We know him from somewhere?
The guy on the right?
No, the other guy.
This guy?
No, other guy.
This guy?
Red hoodie?
Yeah.
The blue shirt?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know that guy?
He looks familiar, son.
Yeah, you guys go to Cow Fuckers Anonymous, yeah.
Probably, son. I'm not really a cow guy. I don't think
you guys went to Bovine University together.
Oh, that one. Bovine. I've never gotten that appeal like to fuck an animal. Like, I've seen people like.
Oh, you never wanted to fuck an animal, huh?
Never got that appeal. Like, you never seen.
Weird.
And those photo. Remember the.
Yeah, what about
back
all those pigs you fuck?
Oh, there you go. Pig fucker. Nah, but like, they used to have them in a booth where you see people fucking dogs and shit, and the dog looked miserable. It didn't even look like it was enjoying it. You're getting blown by a chick.
Like, oh, they might like it. We don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know about that.
A picnicking couple reportedly spotted the man with his pants down, clutching a can of Skull and a Sainsbury bag with his clothes.
It sounded like you'd hang
thrusting
with
his hips near the cow's mouth.
He had to Skull.
That seems incredibly dangerous. Maybe he was just fucking a nostril.
He was trying to get oral? So. You think he was be... I don't...
Exactly. This is the world we live in now. You can't...
I don't believe this story.
Oh, you got to.
Someone is trying to get a cow to blow them. A random cow. That will probably bite your dick off before anything else.
While chewing... While dipping, apparently.
Yeah, that's a bit risky.
Thus proving you can't trust people who chew Skull. They're cow fuckers.
Oh, man. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it says that the way the guys got caught is because of this farmer installed video equipment outside of his barn when his cows weren't giving milk and they appeared anxious. I don't know how a cow appears anxious.
Wow, I'm not a farmer.
Well, sure, if you walk around the animal every day, you'll notice if it's being weird.
But probably like pheromones in the air and shit. I don't know. It's pretty nasty though.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You on a picnic with your bitch? You see that shit? How you explain that on the drive home?
Yeah, but you're also taking a picnic near a cow farm. It smells like shit.
Yeah, it seems
terrible.
It's pretty gutterish. That's upstate New York for you. There you go. Shitty, shitty upstate.
Hey, Johnny, come on. Don't badmouth upstate New York. I went to college at SUNY Purchase, okay?
I know. I'm getting a lot of the kids from my school to go down there.
Nice.
It's like, you guys want to party hard? Go to SUNY Purchase, the party school.
Oh, my God. It definitely isn't.
You make do with what you got, son.
We should go up there one day and just fucking party, right? Just try to find some fucking parties to hang out.
That is not creepy to you at all, right? You and
I want to do it because it is creepy. Get all whacked out and weird.
Like, I fucking bought my Sega machine and shit.
I got my Dreamcast, yo. You guys want to play some fucking...
What the fuck is that? What the fuck you doing here, old dude?
I'm an RA now.
I'm an undercover cop. You guys got any drugs?
You guys see 21 Jump Street? It's like that, except I'm not Channing Tatum. Except you're drunk.
Except I'm much hotter than Channing Tatum. Right?
Fucking what? Wearing Hawaiian shirts and plastic fucking neon shades and shit.
Sure.
You mad old, son. I'm going to have my hat on backwards. What's up, you young asses?
Hell yeah.
Just chilling.
This doesn't sound like a bad idea. I mean, we might get arrested for trespassing, but who gives a shit?
Be like, yo, we were just fucking, we trying to get our master's degrees. We wanted to see
I'm looking for the party, lady, all right? And I heard this is where it's at.
Like, yo, you guys know Molly? Yeah, chasing Molly.
Yeah, you guys
shit?
See
that
Molly?
Madonna crap.
You guys see my friend Sid? Huh? You seen Sid around, bro?
What the fuck?
I'll buy you guys some beers. You guys seen Sid?
Oh, man.
Duh. Oh, my God. Got grilled cheese sandwich for sale, too, if you want that.
Dollar.
Dollar. It's a
got
dollar.
This dollar shot of poutine.
Come on.
Out of my Winnebago. Remember that bit? Oh. Nowhere. Remember I was going to Burning Man in a Winnebago selling poutine?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Poutine, tchotchkes, all that good stuff.
So, Johnny, you want to educate us on El Chapo?
Oh, oh yeah, El Chapo got busted over the week last weekend.
That's fucking bad. You know that's bad, right?
Because we can't get coked up anymore?
Not just, well, you could still get it, but that when you get somebody that big, you leave a vacuum, there's going to be a fucking war. Now, the funny shit is, I think he got himself caught. He has 300 bodyguards in a beach town, and not one shot was fired. And he's known for fucking getting arrested and buying his. Last time he got arrested was like 91, 92. He bought his way out of a fucking federal prison out of Mexico.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
I read up on this dude. This dude's a man.
This guy's the man who fucking runs
a... He's like Kaiser Soze, really, if you think about it. Like, people like, yo, he's real, but I don't really know. I never met the dude.
Kaiser Soze wasn't a good person. He killed countless people.
He had to, son. They raped his wife, B. What did you want him to do? Just sit down and take it? His wife was tainted. He handled that
shit. El Chapo's wife?
Well, no, El Chapo's wife is a saint. I'm not saying nothing bad about El Chapo, because he's got a lot of people on Facebook.
Mm.
Got crazy. They bringing him to New York, supposedly, for fucking trial, which is stupid.
To New York?
Yeah, in Brooklyn. They're going to have him in federal court in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's a 23-hour lockdown in Sunset Park.
That's fucking retarded, son.
What?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, it's been there for years. It's right by where all the filthy strip clubs are. It's, well, were. Now there's only one.
This is bad. This
there's
is
a 23-hour lockup federal prison.
Do you know what this is? This is a plot for a Die Hard movie, son.
Yeah, easily, but I mean...
Buses are going to get fucking hijacked.
They said the Marines used body heat scanners, and apparently everybody in his camp was sleeping at the same time.
No, one of his security guys snitched. You know how I know? Because the fucking local news
I'm just saying
country.
What CNN. I'm just saying what CNN has on here.
I don't trust the motherfucker.
So what do you think happened?
He turned himself in. Because you know what's crazy? They still haven't turned him over to the American authorities. I give it a couple months. If he's still out in Mexico, he's going to go free. If they don't extradite him.
He was on the run for like 13 years, right?
And it was an easy run. And the shit I like about him is he don't wear like cowboy boots or fucking dolphin hats or whatever the fuck they wear out there.
What?
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, the drug lord in Mexico is a cool dude.
He's the man, son. Like, yo, he literally had his own army. He built his own jail. I think he's bigger than Escobar. I'm just saying, son. He's in a little bit of everything.
Pablo's been long dead.
Long live the king, as they say.
No, he's an awful person.
Somebody is searching on Pornhub right now for 1974.
What's that?
Huh? 1974 is a search on Pornhub right now.
You were just stuck on that
shit. I just wanted to say that. Sorry. But yeah, back to El Chapo.
Now, Chapo's, he was banging bitches, like, in the jail, that worked in the jail.
Sure.
He bought one of them a house, got her kid into school. Bad guys don't do that shit. Dudes that are thirsty for pussy, maybe, but not a bad guy.
He, biggest drug dealer in the world, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Financially, yeah. There might be some guys in Colombia I don't know about that earn more than him, but on our side, why'd you lick your lips at me, son? Chapo getting you
Colombia, son.
Yeah, but he runs that shit. He actually cut the Colombians out. That's how he got all his money.
That's pretty ballsy.
You ain't fuck with him, no. Yo, he runs NOLA. He went against them Zeta dudes, and he was handing them their ass. That's a fucking military train shit.
Wait, the Zetas, right? They used to be like guys who were busting up the cartels, and they figured...
They worked for him, then they broke off, and he was like, oh, word? All right, I got you. Fucking bodies in, fucking heads rolling in.
Mexico sounds great.
I know, for Tijuana's fun. I want to do that one day. Red light district, something nice, $2.
No, thanks. Don't want to go to Mexico.
You speak Spanish and have brown skin, so therefore won't be killed.
You guys will be fine. You guys go with me,
I don't speak Spanish. I don't even speak Spanglish.
You'll be fine. You know how to say si, no, and pussy. Check Mexico's WebMD and see what they got out there. You'd probably know all the words they're searching. Maybe not hentai.
Come to Mexico. Get AIDS.
You wear rubber. You be a gentleman, you know? Damn, son. You just going raw dog like that, B? I'm surprised. Yeah,
wait, you're going raw dog in Mexico?
No, what the...
Jesus Christ.
No.
You trying to kill your girlfriend? What's wrong with you?
No, Jesus Christ. Wow, no, I'm not going to Mexico.
All right.
So you lied, dude.
Wait, what did I lie about?
Yeah, but nah, I'm pretty sure El Chapo's either buying his freedom or there's going to be some gunfire in New York. I know people are dead right now in Mexico. Gotta be. I'd say before the end of the month, at least 100 people dead. 50 to 100.
That would happen anyway, whether he was...
No, no, but this is going to be a specific
guess
people.
Guess what? By the end of the month, I'll predict this right now. Yeah. 50 to 100 people going to die in New York City. Somehow.
I don't know about
that. Nah, I don't know about that many people. We got de Blasio as mayor now. He's awesome.
That's true.
He's an awesome mayor.
Things are really working out with Mr. de Blasio. And
That's true. This jaywalking ticket blitz is fucking great.
Yeah. It's awesome. Fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman dies. Everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking...
Clearly Bill de Blasio's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Fucking you got Kevin Costner running the streets now and the Untouchables and shit. Just shaking all the drug dealers down.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was kind of fucked up.
That was crazy, son.
Oh, when they busted those dealers and those kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yo, the dude they got, though, like, to be fair, I think he was just a grandpa kind of dude that was in the game, but he wasn't a big dude like that. I don't think
so. No, he was just some fucking dude that pushed heroin.
Now being searched on Pornhub. Bus, train, subway.
And three cucks.
Three cucks.
Three cucks.
Tiny pussy monster dick. You can't go wrong with that.
That's fantastic. Nothing about cow action on it?
No.
I know some dudes is into that shit.
Yeah, definitely some guys that
cape?
Love that shit.
Do they have cape action?
No.
Could have been a mistype. I don't know. But.
Yeah. So, but also that guy, the same cartel. What's the name of the cartel that El Chapo works for?
Sinaloa.
They're actually getting, it's something weird that I just read. They're getting a lot of weed through the country on boats.
Yeah.
Now because, but even more than usual because the Coast Guard has cut back on cracking down on it. But what I find really unusual about that is who the fuck is still smoking Mexican brickweed? Anybody?
It's easy to get.
Poor people?
Yeah. It's if you can get it, fuck it. It's like those people that used to go to those Rastafarian dudes in fucking Washington Square Park. Get that shitty bark weed.
I mean, I think that's just so you can say you bought weed from a Jamaican guy.
Yeah, really. But it was still shit weed.
It's like a tourist. It's a tourist trap. It's like it's like Junior's cheesecake or something.
Hey, shut up. That shit was good.
You know they're closing to build condos, right? Junior's.
No, they still got the one out here on 45th though.
It's a local Brooklyn thing, but they ship all over the country.
Yeah, the
Junior's
rats,
cheesecake.
The rats didn't help out. The ones that popped out there, they were infested earlier.
No,
this year.
I mean they're
bad.
Yeah, but all these iconic New York places get shut down for rats twice a year. DeForest Pizza, which is on every best pizza list in the country, gets shut down all the time because the guy's in there. He's the guy who used to just be in there with a cigarette dangling from his mouth as he made the pies and stuff.
I probably gave it a nice flavor, I guess.
Yeah, it's
I
extra
know.
Flavor.
You're listening to I Society Radio. We're wrapping it up in a couple minutes here. That's crazy, huh, boys?
Yeah.
Our Twitter account, again, is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our Reddit account, our Reddit subreddit is... r/High Society Radio. You're on Reddit a lot, Johnny?
No, I gotta get on there.
You like to party?
I do. I just haven't been on Reddit yet.
You want to party with me, huh?
All right, I'm down
Reddit
for
party?
Whatever.
After the Royal Rumble drinking
I'll
party?
Chill on your couch, whatever.
You're down with whatever, right?
Whatever, son.
All right, it's going to get
I
weird.
I trust you.
It's gonna. That's a terrible thing to say. It's going to get weird, Johnny.
Well, you know, as long as you wear protection, I'm good. This ain't Mexico, son. You ain't just running around free willing.
Exactly. This ain't Mexico. I ain't wearing a condom.
So wait, what's up with this Reddit party? You seem like you were going somewhere with that.
No, I was implying that I'm going to drug and rape Johnny.
Oh, hot.
As long as the drugs is good, I don't really give a fuck.
you're
it's like you put money down if you think about it.
Sure. I'm down for that.
Bored ladies. Now,
God, I just really want to masturbate to some women who are just bored.
Elvira Frills. Frizz? Elvira. Exploiting.
Hacked anal masturbation orgasm. That
oh,
seems.
Wow. That's brutal.
That's just very specific.
I love teachers.
Okay. Submissive anal.
I mean.
Dance.
Gay Sumo 15.
What the fuck? Don't click on that.
Pinball. Pinball.
That doesn't sound what.
Wait, is it. Is it just going to be that Jodie Foster scene where she gets raped on the pinball machine?
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that's what it was going to be, but apparently there's just a
that's
bunch
just
of
like
porn scenes
thing.
On Pornhub of chicks getting fucked on pinball machines.
Damn, best of both worlds, man.
Just saying. Just saying. I had another story, another weed-related story.
Sure.
Johnny, you sent me this about a week ago.
Yeah.
These cops in France seized... like 100 pounds of weed, and they're claiming that they're all getting high just being in the same room.
Sure.
As 100 pounds of weed.
And they're not taking any and smoking it.
I think they're trying to say that they're trying to get away with their pisses tests. Yeah, I think it is. This is a little Super Troopers in French situation. Johnny Chimpo's getting
Johnny
in there.
Johnny Chimpo.
I heard they can't get funding to make the second Super Troopers because all the rest ridiculous. Of their the rest
Who
of their movie.
How can they not
because
go to Kickstarter?
Because every other movie they've made has failed miserably.
No, yeah, but how can they not go to Kickstarter?
BFS was awesome. Fucking
yeah, but it didn't do well. None of those movies do well.
They're always on Comedy Central.
I'm sure Slammin' Salmon didn't do very well
I
either.
Actually
and that wasn't
one.
Very good.
It didn't look good at all. I'll give you that. But everything else they do is pretty much solid.
Club Dread.
Club Dread was alright. So.
I liked it, but I mean, you know, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they probably could do a Kickstarter on Broken Lizard. They should be all right.
Yeah, sure.
They could probably, like, what would you need for Super Troopers? What are you looking at, 2.5, maybe 3 mil?
No one takes the cost to make a movie.
You can get Brian Cox on the cheap. He's not doing much right now.
We're not
Club
doing
Dread
much right
lost
now.
A little under $1 million.
That's better than I thought it did.
It's not bad. Yeah.
I figure it made no money besides the fucking ticket I paid to go see it.
They're always on IFC with that one. That's not. Yeah, that one couldn't have been good.
I can't find the budget to Slammin' Salmon.
Go to boxofficemojo.com. It'd be there. I remember Slammin' Salmon came out during the writer's strike. I think.
Oh, wait. I think I did see that shit. That's who the fuck is in it?
Michael Clark Duncan.
He was on there, and Will Forte, I think, was on there, right?
Oh, maybe.
I can't stand this shit. I don't like that dude.
Will Forte?
Not really fair.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's, like, too deep to be doing the shit he does. What the fuck? Shut
it
up.
Made $41,000. It totaled $60,000, Slammin' Salmon. It doesn't... God. I don't see a budget, though.
Oh, that's funny.
Production budget not available, but I'm assuming it was slightly more than $60,000.
That's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. Oof.
Jerk off, daddy.
Keep grunting.
Yes. Hey, it's High Society Radio. Again, the Twitter is at HS Radio Show.
Male thong now being searched for.
The Reddit is r/High Society Radio.
Men testicles scalpel castration.
There you go.
It's free association here in High Society.
Hurry up and come with an exclamation point.
Shout out to
you saying that to me?
Extreme nipple pumping.
Again, he's looking at me when he says this. I don't know if he's reading it.
I just want you to keep grunting as I do it because that's what I'm going
to
jerk to later.
Royce and Marie, man. Congrats. I know y'all got something big coming up. Congrats on the impending nuptials, I guess.
No, that's nice.
They're good. They're good people, man. I like working for them.
Smoking crack. Right, now being searched for on Pornhub.
Crackhead anal.
All right.
I think people are just putting crazy things in.
Smoking crack. They actually do have a website for crackheads. I've seen it. It's not bad.
Stories seen it.
Funny.
I've been on it.
Oh, yeah, son. Sucking that dick.
The dirt. All right. We're getting the hell out of here. Again, morelikeradio.com. We're part of their network, High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Shine.
Chris from Brooklyn. Say goodbye.